The parsha certainly contains the first reference to Mincha Ve'itza Yitzhak Basuach Basada, and so for that reason, we're going to talk about halachas related to Mincha, and particularly the interesting topic of when is the last time a person is allowed to daven Mincha. They'll say, "Oh, we know the last time daven Mincha is it's Shkia," but I think we'll see that it's not so simple. And there's differences in minhagim, and I think that that which we thought to be, you know, something that is a chassidish minhag, that people, only chassidim say, that they say mincha after shkia, we'll see that perhaps it's not so simple in the way it's understood. There is a mission in Brachos on Daf Chavavim and Aleph that I think many of us know, and it's about a machlokus regarding the last time to daven mincha, and the Gemara says, tfilas mincha ad ha'erev. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama until evening. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plag ha-mincha, until plag ha-mincha, which is an hour and a quarter or so before Shkia. That is our debate. We're not so concerned now with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara there on Brachos Daf Chavav Amabez says, Mipnei ma amru tfilas mincha ad erev. What's the reason of the Chachamim that one can say mincha until evening? So, Shaharei tamid shel bein ha-arbayim karei v'holech ad ha-erev. The Tamid Shalbein Harbaim, the afternoon daily korban, was brought and could be brought until Shkia, until Ad Ha'erev. Well, that actually, let's not say Shkia, because that's the point of discussion. Ad Ha'erev, until evening. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plaga Mincha, Shaharei Tamid Shalbein Harbaim, Kariv Holech Ad Plaga Mincha. He says that the korban Tamid of the afternoon went and was offered until Plag HaMincha, until an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Both agree that the korban tamid shel bein harbayim, the afternoon korban, was generally done by plag mincha. Sometimes, though, it needed to be brought until shkia. The machlokus is whether we follow what was generally done, which is plag mincha, or whether we follow the exception to the rule, which would be until shkia itself. The halach is, as we know, is that you can follow the rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda, a rare case in the Shulchan Aruch, and we know that we can't have a tarta de sasra, we can't have a stira we daven one mincha after plag and amarav before shkia. That would be a problem. That's a summer early Shabbos question. The question is, we want to discuss this, and we know that the posts agree that one can certainly daven mincha ad ha'erev. The question is, what does ad ha'erev mean? What does that mean until evening? The other thing we need to keep in mind, which we'll discuss later on, is the well-known machlokas we've seen Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Rabbeinu Tam in Pesachim and Shabbos and the Bir Hagra by the laws of Erev Shabbos regarding the actual time of Tseis HaKochavim. A major point of contention is Rabbeinu Tam's position that the primary Shkia Sachama of the setting of the sun does not actually correspond to the astronomical sunset, but rather it's a later point in time. The Vilna Gaon, as we know, disagrees and says that Shkia Sachama, the setting of the sun, corresponds to the astronomical sunset that we see in the sky. Let's go to the Shitas HaRishonim and how we understand this Gemara in Brachos. Again, the Mishnah said in Brachos, Tfilas Mincha Ad Ha'erev, until Erev. Regarding many halachos, Erev means Tseis HaKochavim, nightfall. Regarding Mincha, though, it may mean Shkia. Why, by Mincha, would I think that Erev, which usually means the nighttime, would mean Shkia in this case of Mincha? So Rabbeinu Yonah and Maseches Brachos says that the tefillos represent the korbanos of the day. Mincha corresponds to the tamid shel bein harbayim, the afternoon korban. Since the blood of the korban tamid had to be sprinkled before shkia, based on the Gemara in Zevachim, dam nifsel b'shkia sachama, so mincha can be davened only until shkia. Let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah inside. Tfilas mincha ad erev. Ein lafarish ad seis hakochavim. It doesn't mean until the night when the stars come out. Shuvalayla mamish. That's mamish nighttime. Dal kain. Islam lameimer da ad erev ha'amor bekan. Ein rotolomer ela ad shkia sachama. So it means here shkia sachama. Why? Because the Gemara says in Zvachim Dafnin Vav, Binayim ledam shenefsal b'shkia sachama. How do I know that you can no longer sprinkle blood after shkia? Rotolomer, demeshkia sachama ve'elech einu zman zurikas dam tamen shaven arman. After Shkia, you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood anymore of the afternoon korban. And Tfilas Mincha Yikaneged Tamid, Shalbein Harbayim. And if Mincha is meant to correspond to the afternoon korban Tamid, V'ikr HaTamid Huzrikas Adam, and we know that the korban is officially considered to be brought when the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, so 1 plus 2 equals 3. right? If it's the case that I cannot do Zrika Sadam and essentially finish offering the korban after Shkia, so to the time of Mincha must be that it cannot go past Shkia. This is the sheet of the Rambam as well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel, Halamadata Shizman Minchas Gadolim Mishay Shaos Mechetzav Ad Shay Shaos Mechetzav, Uzman Mincha Katan Mitei Shay Shaos Mechetzav Ad Shar Min Hayom Shav Revi, Revi. That's what we saw before. The Yeshla Hispal Osa Ad Shetishka HaChama, says the Rambam. And he says again in the next halach as well, you daven until Shkia Sachama. So the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah understand that Mincha can be said only until Shkia, and that's the definition of Erev, right? The question was, usually Erev means the nighttime. Why does Erev mean Shkia here? Because in this particular case, Mincha has to do with the Korbanos. The Korbanos can only burn until Shkia. So it must mean that the Gemara means that you can only daven until Mincha until Shkia. However, comes the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Yud Zayin. It is a very long tshuva, the Shagas Aryeh. We're not going to discuss it so much in depth right now. He and others prove that just for many other halachos, Erev means Tseis HaKochavim, so too over here, by Mincha, Erev means Tseis HaKochavim. You can daven Mincha until it is Tseis much later. They cite a Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Brachos that says that Tfilas Mincha corresponds to the Ketores offering of the evening, and therefore that's a nighttime thing. And others say that it corresponds to the Korban Mincha brought with the Tamid. Each of these, the Ketores or the Mincha, can be brought after Shkia, says the Yerushalmi, and therefore you can still daven Mincha after Shkia. So says the Shagas Aryeh, and he says that Rashi and Tosas and Brachos, also this view, the first Tosas and Brachos, Yeraskal and Amasai, also seems to say that Ad Ha'erev means Ad Hashecha, until it is dark. But what about the Gemara in Zvachim? Right? Rabbeinu Yonah brought the Gemara in Zvachim that said that you can only sprinkle the blood until Shkia of the Korban Tamid Shalbein Harbaim. So let's look at the Gemara in Zavachim. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadumi. Minayin ladam shenef salba shkia sachama. How do I know that the dam is pasul after shkia to sprinkle? Shnem mar bayom hekrivu es zivcho ye'achel. On the day you should bring that Korban and eat it. Bayom she'ata zoveach ata makrib. On the day which you eat it, you have to offer it. Bayom she'ata zoveach, on the day that you can no longer offer it anymore, by sprinkling it, you can no longer be makrib, bring such a Korban. Now Rashi says on that Gemara, "V'hachi perusha b'yom hakrivu ezivcho, the day that you bring it, shetiyah hakrava v'zvicha b'yomecha, they should be on the same day. The offering and the shechting should be on the same day. V'lamahani lei halana v'rosh ha-mizbeach, v'achshurin v'zvicha l'machar, and it would not work to keep over and to wait on the mizbeach to allow zrika the next day." Meaning, according to Rashi, the psul for the korban is really at Lila. And when Shkia comes, it's Suffolk Lila. It's Suffolk day, Suffolk night. And you can't throw the blood anymore because it's a Suffolk whether it's the time of the psul of sprinkling the blood of the Korban. Therefore, Rashi understands, technically, you can daven Mincha until Lila. Because for Mincha, why do I care if it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila? It's not going to passel the Mincha. It's not like a Korban. It's not like Rabbeinu Yonah holds up the Zman psul for Zrika at Shkia. The Zman Psuah for Zrika is at Shkia. You can't bring the Korban Tavar anymore. And therefore, according to Rashi, and those who allow davening after Shkia, the Gemara in Zvachim is only talking about specifically offering the Korban, and that because of that Suffolk time, which had nothing to do with Mincha. How do we paskin over here? Machlokas, Rabbeinu Yonah, Shagas Aryeh, can you daven Mincha until Tseis or until Shkia? Comes the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Amad Gimel and the Ramah as well, based on the Ma'aril, and they say that you can daven Mincha until Tseis HaKochavim, or close to it. What? Nobody talks about this ever. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, V'achshav shenogu l'spalel Mincha ad halayla, u'bidyevro b'shas ha'dachak, im mispal Mincha ad halayla, dahayno ad Tseis HaKochavim yatsa, you're allowed to daven Mincha until Tseis HaKochavim. Comes the Bir Hagra, there in Reish Amad Gimel, and he says the Ramah is based on the above Yerushalmi, that Tfilas Mincha corresponds to even Ketores offering, and therefore you can offer it until Tseis HaKochavim. Now, despite the rulings of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Shagas Aryeh, the Mishabrua and Sifkat and Yadal Paskins, that you must daven Mincha before Shkia, going as far to say that it's preferable to daven mincha before shkia be yechidus without a minyan than to daven with a minyan after shkia. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'da to afsha hamachaber v'harama mashma l'dili dan nogin l'spal marv achar tzeisa kochavim. That according to us, the minhag is to daven marv until after tzeisa kochavim, and therefore mutar l'hispal mincha afilu achar shkia, and you can daven mincha after shkia ad samach l'tzeisa kochavim until close to tzeisa kochavim. Yesh poskim rabim shecholkem azeh. There are many poskim who disagree. V'da asam shetfilas hamincha hu rak kodim shkia sachama. You must have mincha before shkia. L'chein l'chadchila tzar chaladim l'izrael l'ispal kodim ha-shkia l'cham esdafka. L'chadchila, every Jew must be careful to finish have mincha before shkia. Tainu shiyigmar tulaso ba'od shlo niskasa ha-shemesh me'inav. Meaning, you finish davening mincha before the setting of the sun has been completed. U'mutav l'ispal bezmanu b'yachidus m'sval achar chamsibor. Better to daven b'yachidus and to make the zman than to daven with a minyan that's going to daven after shkia. Ubidiyavad yuchal l'smocha das mekilim l'spal achar shkia. Bidiyavad, you have no choice. You can daven ad reva shah kodim seisak l'chavim, a quarter of an hour until seisak l'chavim, which will say to be about 13 and a half minutes, which is the earliest seis. So bidiyavad, bidiyavad, bidiyavad. If you really have no other option, you can daven mincha until a few minutes after seisak l'chavim. In the Bir Halachi, quotes Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver in the Seder Zmanim, who elaborates on the Shita Sagra that the Zman Mincha is only until Shkia, arguing on the Shangas Arya. Now, many assume, and you could be not faulted for thinking this, that the Chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah to be Machner, to not daven Mincha after Shkia, is based on the fact that he always follows the Gra when it comes to Bein HaShemashos, right? Bein HaShemashos, according to the Gra, begins at Shkia. We all know that. We use this all the time. But if I don't follow the Gra, and I'm a Rabbeinu Tam Jew, and I follow Rabbeinu Tam, then technically I have the right to daven mincha after Shkia, right? Besides the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Again, you would not be faulted for saying that the reason why the Mishnah Berurah is so machmar is because we follow the Vilna Gaon when it comes to Zmanim. The Vilna Gaon says Shkia is the end of the day, so we should say the same thing by mincha. But if I'm a Rabbeinu Tam Jew, or i.e. someone who's Hasidish, then I should say I should be able to daven mincha after Shkia. Correct? That would seem to be the argument. However, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and you open up in Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, and you look in the Shaar HaTzion in Sif Katan Yud Ches, which is the source for this discussion and the basis for his psak, we'll see that the Gra is only the fourth source. The Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion lists four sources telling you that you need to finish at Shkia. He says the Shilta Giborim, printed by the Rif, the Levush, the Talmud of the Ramah, and the Lachem Chamudos on the Rush. And then the fourth source is the Gra. Now, I'm telling you that the Shilta Giborim, the Levush, and Lachem Chamudos are all poskim who follow Rabbeinu Tam generally. Why would those poskim who generally follow Rabbeinu Tam regarding when Shkia is, also rule that a person should daven mincha before Shkia? What's going on over here? Why are they being so machmer about mincha when they themselves hold like Rabbeinu Tam that Shkia is, that you can daven, you know, much later than Shkia? So the answer is based on another machlokas in the Shaar HaTzion. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion there in Sif Katan Yud, the question is how we calculate the 12 shos zmanios of the day. How do I calculate when the daytime begins and when the daytime ends? Some say that we calculate the day from dawn until dusk. And others say we calculate from sunrise to sunset. What we'll call this day the Machlokas of who? The Magen Avraham and the Gra, right? Magen Avraham, Zman for Kriya Shema, Gra time for Kriya Shema. The Machlokas is, does the day start from dawn to dusk or from sunrise to sunset? This machlokas obviously has ramifications in all time-based halachos. Apparently, zman tfilas mincha is also connected to the calculation of the hours of the day. And since, according to many shitas, the hours of the day end at shkia, so zman mincha also ends there as well. Ah, so that makes sense. Even if I generally follow Rabbeinu Tam regarding zmanim, if we're also looking at the other discussion between the Gra and the Magen Avraham regarding when the Zmanim of the day ends. If we follow the Gra, which we generally do, right? I would assume by a show of hands, we are probably people who are following the Gra regarding Zman Kriya Shema, right? We're looking at the second one on the Zmanim chart, not the earlier one. So if you follow the Gra for the time you said Shema in the morning, it would make sense you should also follow the Gra when it comes to the timing for Mincha. That would seem to make sense. Therefore, someone who will be davening Mincha after Shkia that morning has to be careful to follow the Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham. Relying on the calculations of the Gra for Shema, which most people do, and then later davening Mincha after Shkia would be a Tartzei Desaser, it would be a contradiction, because it would imply that you're calculating the hours of the day first from sunrise to sunset as a leniency for Shema, and then from dawn to dusk as a leniency for Mincha, which would be a problem. And that is the reason why the Gra and the Mishnah were arguing that one should be Machmer for Mincha to finish Shemoneh Esrei before Shkia. Now, does this line up as something that is classically Hasidish or Misnagdish, right? I think I'm sure at some point we've all been in a shtiebel somewhere, and Hasidim are putting on their gartels, 5 minutes after Shkia, getting ready for Mincha, right? It used to be, when I was Yeshiva in Arizona, I would go davening in the shtieblach in Me'esharim, the Bachram in the Mir, who are not Hasidish, would be going into one room in the shtieblach to daven Mariv, and the other room next over, the Hasidim and the Mir would be putting on their gartlach to go daven Mincha. Literally two rooms right next to each other, one daven Mincha, one daven Mariv. So we generally assume it's a Hasidish thing. But I want to show that it's not necessarily correct. Now it happens to be, the Nefesh HaChaim writes in the Prakim. The Prakim is the chapter in between chapter 3 and 4 in the Nefesh HaChaim. So he writes there in the Prakim in Paraches, he talks about how essentially he's attacking Hasidim. He says the Hasidim, they're not careful about Zmanim, they're not careful about these halachos. And I heard that people would say the Hasidim would go outside and say, oh, maybe it's time to daven Mincha. And they'd say, no, we can't daven Mincha yet. There aren't three stars out. Right? That was the attack that Rechaim V'lozhin had on the Hasidim in the Nefesh HaChaim. This is a misperception, though, that davening Mincha after Shkia is based on the meaning of Hasidim. We know that the Talmid Baal Shem Tov and the Magen Mezrich were very particular to daven Mincha before Shkia. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef, one of the greatest Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, Parshas Baloscha, says to be careful daven Mincha before Shkia, with Pinchas of Karetz, the Imrei Pinchas, the Baal HaTanya in his Psukim on the Siddur, Rav Uziel Maizel's in the Menorah Tahora, all great Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Magen Mezrich, all were makbet to daven Mincha before Shkia. And today, many Hasidim, Vizhnitz, Chabad, Ger, will not daven Mincha after Shkia, based on the Shita of the Gaonim. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, we showed there's a strong argument not to have Mincha after Shkia. We said based on the argument between the Gra and the Magen Avraham. The Baal HaTanya writes in the Siddur, you have to have Mincha before Shkia as well. The Eretz Tzvi, the Kashrut of a Rav, a Gon, he quotes the Avnei Nezer, his Rebbe, who paskins like the Gon as well to daven Mincha before Shkia. So there are many great Hasidish poskim and Rabbanim who davened Mincha and were careful to daven Mincha before Shkia. On the other hand, we do find some poskim who are not Hasidish who allowed even Lechatchila to daven Mincha past Shkia based on the Ramah, because that's the Ramah allowed. Many Yekesha shuls, there are not so many Yekesha shuls in America, but many Yekesha shuls, including Breuer's, based on the Psaker of Breuer, still daven Mincha after Shkia. Why do they daven Mincha after Shkia? Why would they do such a thing? Because they want to make sure they're going to daven Mariv Bizman. So if I daven Mincha after Shkia, that will allow me to finish Mincha in a way that I can daven Mariv in time for Zman Kriya Shema. That was the calculation Rav Breuer made. The Maharil suggested that in Germany was very low to the sea level. And Shkia needs to be calculated based on the sea level. And since they're low to the sea level, surrounded by mountains, they were waited longer because even if I look over, the Bavarian mountains and I see the sun is gone, I know that I have more time until it actually reaches sea level. Now, Rav Shechter points out that only explains davening Mincha a few minutes after Shkia. It doesn't explain davening Mincha 20 minutes after Shkia, which is what some places would do. The Kloisenberger Rebbe has a tshuva in Divrei Yatzim and Archaim Simon Sadi Ches and Sadi Tes. He has a very long tshuva arguing very strongly in favor of the Shita. You can daven Mincha until shortly before Tzeis HaKochavim. And he says that the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eiger had the minute to daven mincha after Shkia. And he quotes 40 poskim, Rishonim and Achronim. The Sharim Mitzionim B'Halacha of Bron has a lot of issues with the extreme view of the Mishnah Berurah regarding that Tefillah B'Tzibur is superior to Tefillah B'Zmana as well. And again, we have many people arguing the other side as well. Rav David Heller writes in the Sefer of Vavarach Dovin, Simnam Dalad, that he says that the Bnei Yisaskar, in his Magid Taluma on the Rif, follows the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, is critical of those people daven mincha after Shkia. But the Chayadam, the famous Litvish Posek, a Misnagid, and Mechutzen of the Gra, doesn't even mention that it's preferable to daven mincha before Shkia. He doesn't even say such a thing. So some, it's not so clear-cut, Chassidim Misnagdim. There's a big mix over here regarding who davens before Shkia and who davens mincha after Shkia. The Aruch HaShulchan Reish Lamed Gimel, Rav Moshe Arachayim Chelek Av, Simcha Chavdal, both of the minigas should be recite Shkia, should recite Mincha before Shkia, and you can only rely on the Mekilim, only B'Shas HaDachak, if you have no other option. So it would come out, Halacha L'maisa, that we should be careful to finish Mincha before Shkia, and only if you really have no other option. You cannot stop what you're doing for whatever reason, so then you have a few minutes after Shkia, but really, really, B'Dievan and Shnapi done in a lechat chila fashion. Based on this, someone who would daven mincha after shkia, even b'dieved, shouldn't daven ma'ariv immediately afterwards, because you're relying on the poskim olam mincha after shkia, you can't daven ma'ariv at the time, because it's technically still zman mincha as well. Rav Vazner has a tshuva in Shevet Levi Chelek Tes, talking about this as well, and he says that it's better to daven b'yachidus in those cases. Well, just since we're talking about this, this is a good place to invoke the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chaf Daled Beis, who says, "B'shas adachak kagon shiyer shiyavur zman tefila." You're going to miss the zman tefila. Yuchal ispal miyad b'kol ram, but sibra mispali memal mila b'mila. This is a place to do a haicha kedusha. If you want to know, most times use a haicha kedusha, it's not the right place because it's just people trying to skip through davening too quickly. But says the Mechaber, do you want to know when a good time to daven a short Shemoneh Esrei is and have a Haicha Kedusha? That would be, in this case, if it's going to go to the Zman. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ubalo Shas HaDachak, Yiskimu Harbe Acharam Shalol Lassos Kedin, you shouldn't do this. But if it's going to go, davening is going to go past Shkia, it's appropriate to have a Haicha Kedusha to make sure you finish before Shkia. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says this as well, and that would be okay. Rabbi Salvechik in his Yurtzeit Shirim, so he said that the lenient opinion to daven mincha after Shkia would have to agree that you cannot daven mincha after Shkia on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. Because once you're Mekabel Shabbos and Yontif, you can't daven mincha anymore because you're already saying that the Kedusha Sayyam has left. So I'll just point out, we do unfortunately do this, you see this sometimes in Shul. People will come into Shul late on Friday night or Yontif and they'll start davening mincha, you know, 5-10 minutes after Shkia. And it's totally not okay. You can't, if you're telling me it's Yontif now, or the Sibur's Makabal Yontif and Shabbos, you can no longer daven mincha really at that time. Okay. We'll stop here.